I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, December 9th, 2013 to order. And I would like to ask our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Rick?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We, again, are amazed at the great God that you are, the goodness that you provide us, the mercies you pour upon us. And just thank you for that, dear Lord. We come to you today asking that you would just help us to continue to live in your will, to do things you want us to do. We know, dear Lord, that you want us to share with others the great message of salvation. We pray that you'd help us to do that. We pray, dear Lord, that you would be with those that may need your helping hand, either for comfort, for healing, maybe just to take care of them in this weather the way it is. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with those and help them to accomplish what you need them to accomplish today. We pray, Lord, that you would just give us wisdom, help us to make decisions that be pleasing to you. I want to thank you again for the blessings that you pour upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks before we begin the formal agenda.
Yes, I have a few.
Go ahead.
I'd like to state how proud I am of our road and bridge department. The job that they've done there were several citizens that called me talking about the outstanding job they've done on county roads. There was a few that called me that confused city roads and MoDOT roads with the county roads. There was some confusion there of why certain roads weren't in the shape they thought they ought to be, but Road and Bridge Department done an outstanding job with this type of snowstorm. Then I would also like to address the front page headlines that stated that the county officials had given themselves a raise. There's not a word of truth in that. Of course, we all know that misleading and lying sometimes is a disease, and those things need to be considered, I guess, as we try to have a forgiving heart on those issues, but it also needs to be understood that there was not one county official that gave themselves a raise. And all they have to do is look at the minutes to the meeting. It was taped, and there is some confusion out there about the county commission being the one, because it was the salary commission, and I received some comments about the county commission giving everybody, all the elected officials, a raise. So I just wanted to make that statement.
Are there other commission remarks? I would like to echo your sentiments regarding our road and bridge crew. Having been out of state and flying back in from Iowa through Chicago to get here with the thousands of people that are stranded in airports that can't get home, for me to get home and then slide around on the streets of Springfield, scared to death trying to get out of that city to get to the highway, and then finally to get down to Taney County and to have what are relatively good roads compared to wherever you're outside this county, and then to take a brief look early this morning at some of the roads here in our area. While some of them are still patchy, the county roads overall are in good shape, and we're delighted with that. It's with no small risk that our road and bridge men and women open up the county roads for the citizens within this county. And I applaud them for the job that they did on a 24/7 basis. It was outstanding work, and it's not over yet. They're going to continue to stay alerted and try to keep ahead of any future storms. First order on our formal agenda is accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 337762 through 337851, warrants 5885 through 5891, and two journal entries for paper usage.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks number 337762 through 337851. Warrants numbered 5885 through 5891, and two journal entries for paper usage. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good. Sent this to you guys, and all the other things you're probably getting, you may or may not remember, even it's showing up on your emails. So kind of a quick overview, though. Our general county revenue is down. November 30th, we're down $175,000 from where we were January 1, which we expected to be farther down than that when we actually set the budget, so that's good news, really. I think probably by the end of December should be a little closer to where we were January 1. Looked at the department budgets. There's a few of those that are over. Some of those, I know you're aware of all those, or should be anyway. Most of those that are over are things that we just could not control. So, do you guys have any questions about any of that?
When you're talking about those things that we don't have any control, for example, the number of autopsies that fall within the coroner's budget.
Elections, when we have an election, we weren't expecting those kinds of things, yes.
I don't have any questions. Gentlemen, do you?
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, sir. 2013 Prosecuting Attorney Annual Report. Mr. Merrill presented this report during the month of November. I think Missouri law requires that the report be given at that time. And we have that and have had that in front of us. And either we can go through this, Mr. Merrill, or we can have a motion to approve it, whatever you choose to do.
I don't have much to say about it. It's similar to reports that we've given each of the past few years that I've been in office. And just basically sets forth how many cases we've filed, how we've disposed of them. We really try to give a little more information than what's required by the statute, in that we include things like the amount of restitution we've been collecting for crime victims, the bad checks we've been collecting and prosecuting, and a lot of those things are not necessarily required by the statute. We just want the county and the taxpayers to know what we're doing in our office, and I think that it, sets out in that report in fairly detailed fashion the things we've accomplished in the last 12 months.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to accept the 2013 Prosecuting Attorney's Annual Report that's required by Chapter 56.095 of Missouri law.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to accept the 2013 Prosecuting Attorney's Annual Report as required by Section 56.0295 of Missouri Revised Statutes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It'll be entered into the record, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next order of business is a discussion regarding interdepartmental agreement relating to the prosecutor fees fund, or one of the funds that falls within the prosecuting attorney's office. We have the ability to discuss this in open session or in executive session, and the fact is, in part, it does part of the discussion center around an employee or an employee's salary. Which would you prefer to do, sir?
I probably would prefer to do it in executive session if that's possible, because I do anticipate there might be a couple of names that come up during the discussion.
For the edification of those that are present, this will not be but a few minutes. It's just a decision that we're going to make about personnel. Is there a
move to go into executive session pursuant to Section 610.021? Dot 1-2.
Which is contracts, which this is. So I'll second the motion.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.